Now, Roo, have you got any loose change there? I can throw in a couple of dollars.
How much have you got? I've got $2.
$2, yeah. Right. Alice the Wag, she's given us $1. Yeah. All right, so far we've raised $5.
$995 short.
The Tex Walker fund, he was fined $1,000. Tex, you've been naughty again.
2 weeks in a row, Ditch, we might need more than $5.
Oh, gee.
Hopefully I can donate it to a charity of my choice. I don't know whether the AFL allow that.
No, I don't know. What was it, Jordan Lewis? What did you do? Hit him in the back of the head?
Nah, he slung an elbow at me and it just missed me. And then he punched me, so I thought I'd square up and punch him in the back. But retaliators always get caught, as Mum and
they
Dad
do.
Used to always say, Dits.
Yes, don't like the fact that retaliators get caught. Hey, Tex, so this is an important one. The rule is if you have two fines, which you've had in successive weeks now, the next time you get reported, you get an automatic game. Are you in that category, or is one of your fines not at the level?
No, my first one was it was under rough conduct, I think, so it doesn't fall under that category. So technically,
so you've still got one more chance.
Yeah, I've still got one more chance before
don't waste it. All right?
No, I won't. I'll keep my fist open. So. They don't get clenched and get a bit angry.
You and Bernie, gee whiz, you've been doing a bit of damage. Do you feel sorry for your old mate Bernie? He's becoming the next David Rees-Jones.
He's been known to lift that elbow quite a bit, and it's stemmed from probably his old man and uncle, Tim and Chris.
Tim's listening now. He's just got back from Darwin. He's driving back to the farm with a big smile on his face because he had more rain in one day than he's had for a long time. So he's cocky.
Did they go out to Darwin, did they?
Yeah.
And they just had another little addition to their family, James and Ellie Moss. Archie,
grandparents.
Archie.
Former Crow, Mossy. Yep.
Archie Moss.
Yeah. Now, Tex, the best tackle I saw in the game the other night against Melbourne was after the siren. What happened?
Oh, you're right about that. I was standing with Huey Greenwood and talking to Byrne, and at the corner of my eye, I saw one of the locals in Darwin jump the fence and he ran over, Tech Walker, stay there. I thought, I'd turn around and here he was. It was probably the best tackle of the night.
So he brought you down, did he?
Oh, he didn't bring me down, but I had to give him a good old Dustin Martin palm off. And then
and he had a couple of Carlton drafts?
Oh, a couple of Bundy rums, I reckon, Roo. And then we finally got him off, and obviously the security come out and took him away.
How friendly are they, though? The indigenous fellas up in Darwin, I've seen heaps of them, and they love their footy, and they're super friendly.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved being up in Darwin. I'm driving along the main road, and there was on one side it looked country, and then on the other side it was really tropical, and they were very friendly. You should have seen after the game when we're walking to the bus when Eddie came out by himself, poor fella.
What did they do to Ed?
Oh, everyone was trying to. It was like one of those things on South Road that you drive along. You see at car yards, those blow up, those big arm things that fly everywhere. Someone was trying to pull his arm, then they're pulling his leg, pulling his shirt. Poor fella, but we loved it. Any chance we get to go out there, we'll go again.
One thing I've found up here in Texas is that Cyril Rioli must have 8,000 cousins. Cyril's my cousin. That's all I keep hearing. Cyril's my cousin.
Cousin, second cousin.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I tell you what, though, Tex, there's so many Adelaide people in Darwin. Every time we go out for tea up here, half the joint's full of Adelaide people. So a good tourism idea for the Northern Territory and good support from the Adelaide Crows members as well for coming up here.
Yeah, no, we thoroughly enjoyed going up there, and I know our fans did as well, and it was good to come away on the good side with the 4 points.
Tex, Roo made the comment during our call on Triple M, it's the best deck he's ever seen. What was the ground like?
Yeah, I'd have to tend to agree. It's one of the best decks I've played on. It was probably a little bit harder on the foot than like the MCG or Adelaide Oval, but the deck, they had it in great condition, so credit to
they cut it short, Darwin Tex. Staff. It was really short grass, wasn't it? That's maybe why it looked like it was only about a centimetre thick, the grass.
It was very thin, the grass, but they got it up into great conditions.
Hey, we're going to take a break, Tex, but after the break, we're going to ask you about your feud with Kane Corns. This is funny stuff.
Leave these Port Adelaide boys alone, Tex. Come on.
Poor old Kane. And we're going to ask you about Sloaney, whether he'll play, and Jake Lever as well.
All right.